This is KVNF's regional newscast for Tuesday, April 13th. I'm Gavin Dahl. On Friday, a Delta County deputy shot and killed a 26-year-old woman, Paige Schmidt, of Austin, Colorado, during a vehicle pursuit on Colorado Highway 92 near Hotchkiss. The deputy was placed on paid leave, and the 7th Judicial District Critical Incident Team is investigating the use of force. Friends and family of Schmidt are calling the shooting unnecessary on a Facebook group called Justice for Paige. Sheriff Mark Taylor says he's committed to full transparency, but will not name the deputy involved until the incident team submits its report to the DA's office. Sunset Mesa Funeral Home defendants were found liable in a multi-party action last week in Montrose. District Judge Corey Jackson ordered Sunset Mesa defendants Megan Hess, her mother Shirley Koch, and father Alan Koch to pay millions of dollars to 30 people who sued over the selling of their loved one's remains, although the plaintiff's attorney cautioned they are unlikely to collect much, if any, money. The Montrose Press reports the defendants were liable by default because they had failed to offer pleadings to defend against claimed violations. Sunset Mesa funeral directors closed after the FBI and the state served search warrants based on complaints that Sunset Mesa had returned substances other than cremains to families, or in some cases, the incorrect cremains. Hess and her mother were federally indicted last year on allegations of mail fraud relating to more than 30 decedents and 3 counts of shipping diseased human remains. The feds allege the women engaged in a scheme to procure bodies to sell to the medical and research market. There's a buyer poised to close April 26th on the former Russell Stover plant in Montrose. The Montrose Press reports the former candy factory will be used as a food processing and cold storage facility. The nearly 300,000 square foot facility will sell for $4.5 million, less than a third of the $15 million appraised value for the building and land. The buyer, Benazay Realty LLC, headquartered in Broomfield, reportedly provides direct distribution opportunities for small-scale, sustainable farmers and ranchers to local markets. An agricultural burn that got out of control Sunday, 8 miles southeast of Meeker, has grown to nearly 1,000 acres. The fire is nearly 60% contained, according to the Rio Blanco Sheriff's Office, with precipitation on the way to the area this week. Representative Lauren Boebert addressed Club 20 on Friday in Grand Junction. She took questions for 30 minutes from West Slope elected civic and business leaders. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports that in response to a question from San Miguel County Commissioner Chris Holstrom on working with colleagues from both sides of the political aisle, Boebert stated she is, quote, unwilling to compromise. State lawmakers from Boulder are vowing to pursue aggressive gun laws in response to last month's shooting that left 10 people dead. But their calls for an assault weapons ban and waiting periods for gun purchases are stirring up a lot of emotions. Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more on the reaction to the possible political response.
Paige McSaveny was one of the many who heard the gunshots and ran from the King Soopers parking lot when the suspect opened fire. The 18-year-old Boulder resident has since returned to the scene to pay her respects.
Mass shootings like this is not a normal function of society, and it shouldn't be happening. And whatever efforts we have already implemented have not been working, and so we need to do something else.
And she says that should include banning assault weapons.
Because people don't need them.
It's nobody's business what I choose to own with the money that I earn.
But almost 400 miles away in the town of Cortez, Angie Smith sees things differently.
Just because you don't understand how something works, or you have fear, that's not a reason to take something away from law-abiding people.
The former corrections officer lives in Montezuma County, and voters there overwhelmingly elected a gun rights advocate to Congress last year.
Does there need to be changes? Absolutely. But it needs to be in the upholding of laws that we already have. It needs to be in harsher sentencing for criminals that break those laws to begin with.
But other West Slope residents are not quite sure what lawmakers should do. In Crested Butte, high school history teacher Tally Nichols says many of her students have guns.
And I have full respect for that, you know, their family and their choices and their way of life. And for a lot of them, going hunting and going out with their family and shooting is a great, fun, mentally healthy thing to do for them. It keeps them strong and healthy and active. So there's two sides to that.
Even with differing opinions, she thinks lawmakers should look into new gun regulations.
There's probably a happy medium, and we need to listen to each other more to find a solution.
So far, that does not appear to be happening at the state capitol.
It's unfortunate that I can't get people to actually talk to me about this issue.
That's Tom Sullivan, a Democrat leading the charge on gun control bills. His son Alex was killed in the 2012 Aurora theater shooting.
You spend all your time talking at me and pointing at me.
He was recently raising his voice at his Republican colleagues because they were not backing a bill requiring gun owners to report lost or stolen firearms. It was being debated right before the shooting in Boulder.
I believe yes votes give the people of this state a sense of hope. We'll give them the thought process that we are listening, that we are prepared to do something.
It took a full year after Aurora for Democrats to ban high-capacity magazines, and two of them lost their seats over the effort. And now some gun-owning Democrats, like Darren Kennedy, are skeptical about lawmakers taking more action, like banning assault weapons.
I don't support such a proposal, mostly because a lot of the weapons that they call assault weapons are actually weapons that could be used for hunting.
Kennedy is a painting contractor who lives in Mount Crested Butte.
And I think they look dangerous, but whether or not they're actually any more dangerous than other firearms is debatable.
Further south in San Miguel County, rancher Rowdy Rowdebush is also unconvinced.
There are just so many guns out there that how you would possibly begin to round them up, I believe, is beyond any government agency that I've seen in action.
With mixed opinions and previous laws failing to prevent mass shootings, Democrats are treading carefully. 2 days after the attack, Senate Majority Leader Steve Finberg, who is from Boulder, sounded very interested in adopting legislation, and quickly.
We don't treat this as just yet another event that was inevitable. We owe that to these individuals. What I will say is this is also a time to act.
But when I asked him about it recently, he was more guarded and says any action would still be weeks away.
We are still having conversations with policy experts, with our colleagues as a caucus, et cetera, with the governor's office. We're still working through it.
And Governor Jared Polis has not indicated what policies he would support. Meanwhile, back in Boulder, Paige McSaveny says she's starting to ask more questions about what can and should be done and how she can help.
What can I do to push, you know, reform and changes and legislation changes? Who can I talk to? Who could I email? Who can I call? What groups of people do I need to meet with? And I think there's a lot of people and young adults in the community that are also on this exact same path as me right now.
I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
That does it for Tuesday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.